women chayiv to say the Haggadah on the night of Pesach. Now, even though I don't like to let the cat out of bed, in this case, I can tell you that the answer, as we all know, the answer to that is yes. The question is why? And that's going to be the topic of today's shiur. So as an introduction, I would like to say that we know that by the Pesach Seder, there are various mitzvahs that we perform. We have, just to name the mitzvahs, we have the mitzvah of eating matzah, we have the mitzvah of saying the Haggadah, the mitzvah of eating maror, the mitzvah of saying hallel, and the mitzvah of the arba kosos, the four cups of wine. From those mitzvahs, we know that the generally accepted understanding is that some of them are minatora and some of them are midrabbanan. The mitzvah, for example, of arba kosos is instituted by the rabbanan. There's not a basis for it in the Torah. There's a remnant to it, perhaps, but there is no mitzvah in the Torah that says you have to drink four cups of wine. So too saying hallel, and so too eating maror. Maror was the mitzvah in the Torah in the time we had the Karban Pesach. Without the Karban Pesach, the mitzvah of eating maror is only midrabbanan. In our Torah, we are mechuyev to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. That's even without the Karban Pesach. That's learned out from a special pasuk, Be'erev Tochu Matzos. And in addition to that, there is also generally held to be the mitzvah of saying the Haggadah. The mitzvah of saying the Haggadah is a mitzvah in our Torah. It says, "Vigadlu v'incha v'yom ahu leimor v'avur zeh osali Hashem li v'tzeitim in Mitzrayim." That the Torah says that you should tell your children by Yom Ahu on that day, and lest one ask when exactly is that day. So if we pay attention to the Haggadah gives us the answer. That when it says by Yom Ahu, it says because it says in the pasuk, "Ba'avur zeh also Hashem li v'tzeitim in Mitzrayim," because of these things. So the Chazal Darshan, and this is mentioned in the Haggadah, that "Ba'avur zeh lo amarti el v'shor she'esh matzum mor menachem ufanecha." That the pasuk, when it says "Ba'avur zeh," what the cause of this? It's telling your child that the cause of this, Hashem put me out of Mitzrayim. What's the cause of this? So the Chazal say that the pshat is with the schus of mitzvot. The mitzvah that Klal Yisrael had was, at that time, was the Karban Pesach. So "Ba'avur zeh lo amarti," that the word "Ba'avur zeh" referring specifically to the time that a person has matzah maror placed before him. When is that? That is on the night of the 15th. And thus, the Chazal derived that the mitzvah to say the Haggadah is on the night of the 15th of Pesach. Right? That this is a drasha that's found in the Haggadah. It's actually a curious type of din because the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in the daytime. As we know, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh Hotzi Hashem Es Meretz Mitzrayim, the Kodesh went out in the daytime. But nevertheless, the cause of the eating of the Karban Pesach, that's the time that was designated by the Torah to tell everyone, speak about the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, does this mitzvah apply to women? Now what's the question? So the question is, because we know we have a klal in the halacha that says that women are exempt from mitzvahs asei shazman grom. That women are exempt from mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, which are time-oriented, which are restricted by time. So the halacha is that women are potter from those mitzvahs. And if you look here on the sheet, in the Rambam, in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam tells us in Halacha Gimel, in the 12th parak, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, the rule as mitzvahs pertaining to women as follows. The Rambam says, "Kol mitzvahs lo taseh shebetorah." When it comes to the negative commandments in the Torah, the 365 mitzvahs lo taseh in the Torah, so echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayovim, these apply equally to men and women. These mitzvahs makes no difference whether it's relegated to by time or not to a certain time. It doesn't matter. Women are obligated in those mitzvahs too. A woman has to observe Shabbos. A woman cannot do malacha on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a mitzvah which is man grama. It only happens once a week. Nevertheless, women are obligated in those mitzvahs, and all of the mitzvahs lo taseh, chutz except for two, actually three, chutz mi bal takif, u bal tashis, u bal yitame koin lemesin. The three that don't apply to women are the prohibition of bal takif, that a man is prohibited from having his hair completely rounded, The second one is Baal Tashchis, the prohibition of shaving with a razor, which applies only to men on a person's face. Ubaal Yitame Kohen L'Meisim, and the prohibition of a Kohen becoming Tame L'Meis. The prohibition of a Kohen becoming Tame only applies to male Kohanim, not to female Kohanim. The daughter of a Kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery, even though this is a Isser in the Torah, but nevertheless, these are the three exceptions. So from the 365, Mrs. Lotha say, all but three apply to women. However, the Rambam continues, V'chol Mrs. Asay, Shehi Mizman Lizman, however, any positive mitzvah, which is Mizman Lizman, it only comes up at certain times, Ve'ena Tadira is not constant, so then, Noshim Peturos. Then the rule is that women are parted from such mitzvahs. Women are parted from such mitzvahs. The Gemara in Kedushin learns this out from Tefillin. They learn out, there's a drush in the Gemara that learns out that mitzvahs, I say, women are exempt from positive mitzvahs, which only are, the chiyuv of these mitzvahs is only at certain times. Right, for that reason, me'ikar adin, a woman does not have to hear the shofar blown in Rosh Hashanah, a woman would have to sit in a sukkah, a woman doesn't put on tefillin, because all of these mitzvahs are relegated to certain times, and women are exempt from these mitzvahs. Chut, says the Rambam. However, there are exceptions to this. What are the exceptions? Says the Rambam, chut mi kiddush hayom. The Rambam says there are several exceptions. The first one is Kiddush. The Kiddush that we say on Shabbos, the Friday night Kiddush, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So that, even though you'll say, well, that's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, you only say the Kiddush on Shabbos, you don't say it during the week. Nevertheless, the halacha is that this, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, a special limud, that women have to hear the Kiddush Friday night just as much as men. The women are mechuyev in this mitzvah just as much as men. That's number one. Number two, v'achilas matzah b'leile ha-pesach. Eating matzah on the night of Pesach, the special mitzvah to eat matzah by the Pesach Seder, is also, even though again, this only happens on the night of Pesach, it's once a year, or by us it's twice a year, but the fact is that here too women are obligated, and we'll see why in a minute. And v'achilas ha-pesach u'shchitos, so the Rambam lists off a few more, the eating from the Karban Pesach and the time of the Mikdash, and the mitzvah of Hakel, and the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, sha'anoshim chayogos. There are certain mitzvahs that say, sha'azman grama, that women have to do, but other than that, they're exempt. Other than that, they're exempt. Every one that they have to do, there is a special drusha that teaches it to us. There is a special limud in the Gemara that teaches it to us, because as a general rule, as we said, women would be exempt from these mitzvahs. Now, if you look at this list in the Rambam, so what's noticeably absent from this list is saying the Haggadah. In other words, amongst the 613 mitzvahs, we have the mitzvahs that say to recite the Haggadah on the night of Pesach. And the Rambam here, when he lists off the mitzvahs asay, now that's the mitzvahs asay shazman grom, he only say the Haggadah the night of Pesach, no other time of the year. Nevertheless, the Rambam, and so the general rule would be that women would be exempt from such a mitzvah. Now the Rambam here lists off the exceptions to that rule, and he lists off several that have to do with Pesach. He lists off the Karban Pesach, and he lists the eating of matzah on the night of Pesach, but he does not mention the saying the Haggadah. And thus, one would safely conclude from this Rambam that in his opinion, the mitzvah, the Higarata Levincha, Vayoma Huleymar, does not apply to him. That's what it seems. He's giving you the list, and it does not seem that it applies to him. The basis, just to go as far as the mitzvah of eating matzah, if you turn over to the second sheet, the first side of the second sheet, as far as the mitzvah of eating matzah, you'll say, why should it be different? What would be the difference between eating matzah and saying the Haggadah? So here we have the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel and Sochem, a very famous drasha that the Gemara says about halfway down the column of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Noshim Chayogos Bafilus Matzah Bar Torah. But Eliezer said that women are obligated to eat matzah by the Pesach Seder, what we call the Pesach Seder, min ha-Torah, dvar Torah, shenemar, how do we know that? Because the prophet says, lo socho alav chomeis, shivas yomim tocho matzah. because the pasuk tells us in one pasuk, it says, we mentioned this pasuk last week, right? This pasuk also, it says in the same pasuk, losofo of chametz, that a person should not eat chametz, and shivat yomim tocho matzos, and you should eat matzos for 7 days. So the Gemara says from this you derive the following drasha, from the fact that we have the juxtaposition of these two mitzvahs in the same pasuk, not eating chametz and eating matzah, right, they're in the same pasuk. So you may recall last week we said that the one thing that you learn from this pasuk is that the only things that can count as matzah are food items that could potentially become chametz. Right, this is the basis for the limud that one can only make matzah out of the five types of grain, because even though theoretically one could make matzah from rice or from other from corn material, or today probably from potato starch, one could make a bread-like texture that could be called matzah. But we mentioned last week that the Chazal had a mesorah that the only things that you could be yotzei matzah are things that could become chametz. And since only the five grains could become chametz, therefore matzah can only be made with the yotz in the midst of matzah. One can be only has to be from the five grains. But now we see another limud from this same pasuk, and the other limud is the Gemara says that since it mentions not eating chametz and eating matzah in the same pasuk, says the Gemara, kol sheyeshno b'bal tochal chametz, yeshno b'achilas matzah. From this we derive that anybody who is included in the prohibition against eating chametz, the prohibition of eating chametz, is included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. Says the Gemara, v'hani noshi nami, so women as well, ho'ol v'yeshno b'bal tochal chametz, yeshno b'kum echol matzah. So because women are included in the prohibition of eating chametz, why are they included in that prohibition? Even because, as we said, even though the prohibition of eating chametz is only a certain time during the year, but nevertheless, but that's a mitzvah losa, I say. That's a negative commandment. The negative mitzvahs women have to fulfill just as much as men. So therefore, the prohibition of eating chametz applies just as much to women without any special drasha. Says the Gemara that based on the fact that we have the mitzvah of matzah and the isra of chametz juxtaposed in the same pasuk, so it teaches us that not only can't they eat chametz, which we know, but also though whoever can't eat chametz has to eat matzah. So therefore, from this we derive that women have a chiyuv to eat matzah min haTorah by the Pesach Seder, and this is one of the exceptions to the rule of mitzvah sasheishes man grama that women are part. Fine. So this applies to the mitzvah of eating matzah. But what about to the mitzvah of saying the Haggadah? So one would need, you see from this Gemara, that in any mitzvah sasheishes man grama, in order to include it, you need a special limud. We don't have a special limud for the Haggadah, and therefore it would come out from this that by the law of the Torah, women don't have to say the Haggadah. Because it's a mitzvah sasheishes man grama, and they are potter. And in fact, we find it brought in the Shagas Aryeh, one of the great Achronim, the Shagas Aryeh establishes that even though we know that there is a mitzvah every night, even beyond Pesach, there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. So says the Shagas Aryeh, but women would be part from that mitzvah too, because that mitzvah is man grama, because it's only supposed to be done at certain times during the day. In other words, you can't do it an entire day. It has to be done at a specific time of the day. That also qualifies as man grama. So it would seem that if that qualifies as man grama, so certainly the mitzvah, if women are exempt from mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim at Balelos every night, so certainly it would come out that women would be exempt from the mitzvah of saying the Haggadah on the night of Pesach, which is only once a year. Okay, so that's what it seems from the Rambam. However, we find, if we go back to the first sheet, we find in the Sefer Achinuch, so in the Sefer Achinuch, which is also written by one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Achinuch details each one of the 613 mitzvahs, and at the end of his discussion of the mitzvah, the Sefer Achinuch tells us who the mitzvah applies to. So he says, Mitzvah Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, L'saper b'inyin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil tesvav b'nisan, that there is a mitzvah to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Each person according to his ability. And to praise Hashem and to thank Hashem for the great miracles that he performed on our behalf. And this is derived from the process of the Igaris Olozim. This is what he says, this is the mitzvah. If you go down to the very end of the paragraph, he says, Vinoheges Bischorim Uvinakevos. So the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that this mitzvah applies equally to men and to women. No matter where you are and no matter in what time in the history of Klal Yisrael, it's not after the time of the Beis Hamikdash, but this is it all throughout the generations. The halacha is that women are included in this mitzvah, and the Sefer HaChinuch discusses only mitzvahs that are min haTorah. So therefore, it would come out. So we see here apparently a machlokas in the Rishonim. You have the sheet of the Rambam that the Rambam omits the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim from the exceptions to the rule of mitzvah Zman Grama. Yet the Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah of Igaz Olavim applies to women too. That women have to do this mitzvah too. He does not give us a source. So the question is, where would he get this from? Where would he get this from? So, the answer that might be coming through a person's mind would be based on the Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Ches on the base. It actually begins on Kuf Ches and Aleph. If you turn to the second sheet, and here, because the Gemara carries over, so the excerpts of the Gemara are one after the other. The Gemara says on the bottom line of Daf Kuf Ches and Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Noshim chayavos va'arba kosos halol, that the mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine on the night of Pesach, the arba kosos, is a mitzvah which, even though it's also zman grama, this is also a mitzvah which is restricted to a certain time. We don't have a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine any other time during the year, even on the days of Pesach, right? It's only on the night of Pesach that there's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, women are obligated in this mitzvah. Why is that? So the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis on the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, She'ab hein hoyu ba'oso hanes. Because of the fact that women were also in the miracles that took place. In other words, what is the point of the arba kosos? The point of the four cups of wine, again, is part of the celebration of Pesach. It's to celebrate the freedom from Mitzrayim. We drink the four cups of wine. So the slavery, the bondage of Mitzrayim applied to women also. So since it applied to women, simple pshat Gemara, it applied to women also. And therefore, because it applied to women also, so thus they are obligated in the mitzvah of arba kosos. Now, noticeable in the Gemara is that the Gemara did not say it about anything other than arba kosos. The Gemara said the Gemara was discussing the arba kosos, and the Gemara said that the four cups of wine women have to drink also because they were also included in the miracle. They were also in the miracle. Now, what does it mean that they were in the miracle also? So we will see if we refer to if you just turn over to the second side of the first sheet, we have a similar concept that we find in the Gemara Maseches Megillah. The Gemara Maseches Megillah says the following. The Gemara says there's a line in the margin on the right hand side. The Gemara says, "Amar Yishuv ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos B'Mitzvah Megillah." Women are obligated to recite the Megillah, to hear, or if need be to say, to read the Megillah on Purim. To read the Megillah on Purim. Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. Again, the Megillah on Purim is also something which is only a time-to-time mitzvah. It's not kadir, it's not all the time, and it's a positive mitzvah. Yet, as we know, the chiyuv to hear the Megillah on Purim, it also applies to women. What's the reason? She'af hein hayu ba'oso anes. Now, what does it mean, af hein hayu ba'oso anes? So, interestingly, if you look at the Tosfos here on the left-hand side, in the left-hand column, the Tosfos brings two interpretations. The first interpretation, Pirush Rashbam, she'ikar hanei toya al yodam, that afein hayu ba'oso hanes means that the nes happened through women, that they were crucial elements, they were crucially involved in the Nace of Purim, Ayidei Esther, because Esther was the central figure in the story of Purim, and therefore she was directly involved in the Yeshua. The Chanukah, on Chanukah we say women have to participate, they have to light menorahs too, they have to be, they're included in the miracle of Chanukah, even though that is a mitzvah which is a derabbanon, but it's only from time to time. Nevertheless, the same reason Tosu says would apply to Chanukah, are you day Yehudis? Because we have the story that's brought in the Chazal of Yehudis, the woman who killed one of the Greek generals. So she also was directly involved in making the miracle. And the Pesach, Tosfos here says that this would apply on Pesach too, presumably he's referring to the Habakkuk. Shebeschut Tzidkanyos Shebeosador Nigalu. Because we have the Chazals brought in the Gemara and the Medrash that the Gulas Mitzrayim, the redemption from Mitzrayim came about in large part due to the Nashim Tzidkanyos, due to the righteous women. The Chazal tell us that even in the darkest hours of the Gulas of Mitzrayim, the women did not lose their faith that there would be a Gula. They believed firmly despite everything that was going on. It was very difficult in that context to even dream that one day this could end. But the women never lost their emunah. And the Chazal tell us that in the schus of Nashim Tzidkanyos, Nigu Avosenu Mimitzrayim. So therefore it would come out that the Atein Hayavos Anes applies to women by Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach. So Tosus proceeds to say that he has a problem with this interpretation, because even though it's true that women were involved in all of these things, but the expression in the Gemara, Atein Hayavos Anes, seems to imply that they were also in the miracle. Not that they were essentially involved, but that they were also in the miracle, meaning that you don't have to be as directly involved as that you were at the forefront of the miracle. So Tosfos proceeds to say that, in fact, the correct shot, in his opinion, of Avin Ayyubos HaNeis is that they were also in the situation. Meaning you don't have to go so far as to say that they caused it, even though it may be so, but you don't have to say that that's not what the Gemara meant, that you have to go that far in order to be obligated in the mitzvah, but rather simply because of the fact that they were in the situation. The decree of the Greeks by Chanukah was against women also. The women suffered terribly at the hands of the Greeks. Details in the Gemara and Sefer Kesuvos at the beginning, right? The Jews suffered terribly, including the women. The women were included in Haman's decree of annihilation, and the women suffered in Mitzrayim. And therefore, says Tosfos, that is the shot in the Gemara, Afen Hayavos Sanes. And on this basis, we have the limud that for the mitzvah of Megillah and for the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah menorah and for the mitzvah of the Arba Kosos, for all of these mitzvahs, women are chayav. So what comes out from this is that there is a new chiyuv that we have. In other words, there's a new chiyuv. The chiyuv, in order to be chayav in a mitzvah shazman grama, generally speaking, women are exempt. But we see over here that there is a basis to obligate women, and that is because of this concept, Atein Hayavos HaNes, that somebody who was involved in the miracle, so that's a special reason to have to do the mitzvah. You have to celebrate this, because you would have suffered terribly had this miracle not happened. So therefore, that in itself is an obligation to fulfill a mitzvah, and the Gemara says that this would be an obligation to fulfill a mitzvah, even if it is relegated to a certain time. That's what the Gemara says, because Chanukah, lighting Chanukah candles is 8 days a year, and the Megillah is once a year, and the Pesach is the Arba Kosos is once a year. Nevertheless, women have to do it. Yes.
Many of the mitzvahs are very similar, like Sukkah. They were there, like Sukkot also. They were there in the mitzvah.
So that's a good question. So that's discussed in the Rishonim. It actually comes up, I think, either in this Tosfos or in Tosfos and Pesachim, that discusses why you don't say women are chayav in Sukkah because of Avkein Hayavos HaNeis. That's a good question. So basically, that's beyond the shir, but that is the kasha that is asked on the mitzvah. So now the truth be told, that the answer to that question would depend on which pshat in this Tosfos you accepted. In other words, if you went with the Rashbam's pshat, so then you would have an answer to your question, because the Rashbam is saying that Achen Haibos Anes means that you were centrally involved in the miracle. You caused it to happen. Right? So Esther was the heroine of the story. Right? Yehudit was the heroine. Noshim Tzidkonios got us out of the shrine. So Sukkot, which celebrates the Hashkocha, the fact that Hashem took care of the Jewish people in the Midbar, so that was no more, that wasn't caused by anybody. That was the fact that Hashem took care of us. So according to the Rashban Shat, you would have an answer to your question. However, your question is well taken pertaining to Tosfos the second Shat, which he holds as the main, which is that as long as you were the beneficiary of the Nath, it should apply to women. So this is a question which is discussed at length in the Achronim, why by Sukkah we don't say women are chayav because of Achen Hayav Osanes. Maybe we'll see soon a possible answer to that, although it won't answer it completely. But anyway, that's what comes out. Now, if you're listening to this year, you will say, so wait a second, so if this is true, that Achen Hayav Osanes, if this is true, that the fact that you were involved in a miracle obligates you in a mitzvah, so you will ask, why then do we need the Gemara in Sukkim on Daf Mem Gimel that gives us a special limud to eat matzah? Because we mentioned a few moments ago, how do you know women are obligated to eat matzah by the Pesach Seder? So the Gemara said, you learn from a pasuk, because it says in the same pasuk you shouldn't eat chametz and you should eat matzah, and the Chazal said, based on those two being placed in the same pasuk, it teaches us that whoever one applies to, the other applies to. And therefore, if it applies to women not to eat matzah, which it does, so it also applies to women to eat not to eat chametz, which it does, it also applies to women to eat matzah. So you will ask that, but according to what we just said, you don't need that drasha. You have already Achen Hayav Osanes. You don't have to go any further. So Tosfos here proceeds to ask this question. So the second half of this Tosfos, he asks the question, right, which is a very valid, seems a very valid question, that you don't need to go any further. You have just simply this fact, Achen Hayav Osanes, should be enough. So Tosfos gives two answers, and we'll skip a few lines to where it says the Yesh Lomar. So Tosfos gives two answers to this question. Answer number one, the Yesh Lomar, the Mishum Hai Kaima Lo Mechaiva Elo Midrabana. Tosfos says that the reason of Avhein Hayu Ba'oso Haneis does not make a person obligated Min HaTorah. It does not make a person, that is not a reason that you should be obligated on the biblical level. But rather, Afein Hayav Osanes is only a svara to be mechayev midrabanan. So therefore, in particular, when we find the mitzvahs that the Rabbanan made, such as lighting Hanukkah candles, such as reading the Megillah, so those mitzvahs are, such as Arba Kosos, right, the four cups of wine is also midrabanan. So those mitzvahs you could be obligated because Achen Hayav Osanes. Because that reason is a reason that would say that based on that, the Rabbanan is not a full-fledged reason. It's not a reason midoraisa. It's not a din in the Torah that because of that you're obligated. But rather, the Rabbanan said that because of this, so in the mitzvahs that we make, you would have to keep it. So therefore, Tosfos says when it comes to matzah, so matzah, the eating of matzah is a mitzvah in our Torah, and we say that women are obligated to eat matzah by the Pesach Seder min HaTorah, right? That's the mitzvah d'oraisa that a woman has to fulfill. So for that, the Gemara has to come on to a special drush. In other words, the fact that we say, there are two things that can make a woman chayav in a mitzvah seish as mandrum. One of them is if there's a specific override in the Torah. If the Torah gives us an override, the Torah tells us this is an exception, such as the Torah does by Kiddush on Shabbos, that Kiddush is an exception, the Gemara learns out from a different pasuk, or the mitzvah of eating matzah. That's one way to hope that the Torah gave us an override. The other way to do it is even if the Torah did not mention an override, but the Rabbanan said that to us it seems that if you are the beneficiary of a miracle, then you should be obligated in the mitzvah that commemorates the miracle. But that would only be mechayev a person to midrabanan. That is what Tosfos says. So therefore, the need for the pasuk is to tell us that women are chayev even min haTorah. That is Tosfos' first answer. Now, the second answer, Tosfos gives the second answer, he quotes Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Yosef from Yerushalayim, Tirith. Those days it wasn't so easy to live in Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Rishonim. Nevertheless, they had a community there, and one of the Gedolim, his name was Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. And he said, "Tisalka daitach lemitzra migzera shavet tesvav tesvav dechagas lukas." He says an entirely different explanation. He says that the reason why we need to say that women are chayav in matzah is because even though it's true that we have the reason of apein hayavos anes, but there's a special reason why I would have thought it should not apply to women. And that is because the Gemara in Sukkah learns out there is a Gzeir Shavah that we compare the mitzvahs that are done on the first night of Sukkot to the mitzvah that is done on the first night of Pesach. And without getting into the depth of it, but the idea is that based on that, we know that women don't have to sit in the Sukkot. There's a special mitzvah in the Torah to eat in the Sukkot the first night of Sukkot. Women are not obligated in that mitzvah because that's the mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama. Said Rabbeinu Yosef that I would have thought that should apply also to Pesach, and I would have thought therefore that women should not be obligated on Pesach either. So therefore, and that would override the Apein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis. So for that we need a special drush. This is what he said. So we're trying to keep it to not get it more complicated than necessary. Basically, we have two explanations here of why we need a special drusha for matzah. The first explanation is because this idea of Atein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis only applies in the Rabbanan. That's Tosis' first explanation. The second one is that really it seems that from Tosis' second explanation that it would apply even in the Torah, but by the reason why we need a special drusha for matzah is because by matzah there's a special reason why women should not have to do it. So therefore, when you get into the whole nitty gritty, when you get into the reasons why they should or why they shouldn't, I might have said that they shouldn't, so therefore we need a special limud. But Afhein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis could be a reason, according to Tosfos' second teretz, could be a reason that a person should be mechayev in a mitzvah, even midoraisa. Therefore, we could say that the argument when it comes to the Haggadah between the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, whether women are obligated in this mitzvah in HaTorah or not, the Rambam leaves it off the list, and the Sefer HaChinuch says it applies to women. So it could be dependent on these two explanations of Tosfos. Because at the end of the day, to say that a woman doesn't have to say the Haggadah at all would be difficult, because even if she is not included in the mitzvah in HaTorah because it is mitzvah shazman grama, but we have the rule that any time it's apein hayu ba'os ha'neis, any time a person was the beneficiary of a miracle, then they are obligated to participate in the mitzvah that commemorates that miracle, even if that mitzvah is time-oriented. And therefore, it would come out, since women are unquestionably Hayu Ba'os HaNeis of Pesach, there's no question, as Tosfos said. So therefore, that a woman should have to say the Haggadah, at least midrabanan, that there's no question. That there is no question. The Rambam and the Chinuch are not discussing that. They're discussing whether you're mechuyev in the mitzvah in HaTorah. So the Rambam leaves it off, because the Rambam says, yeah, okay, it could be that they have to do it because it's apein hayu ba'os ha'neis. But that obligation does not make you obligated in HaTorah. Whereas the Sefer HaChinuch, who says that women are obligated in HaTorah, the mitzvah applies just as much to men as to women, that could be because, in his opinion, he holds like the second explanation of Tosfos here, Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who held that Apein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis could even obligate a person min HaTorah. It could even be a reason to be obligated midoraisa, except that by eating matzah, there's a special reason why you would think it does not apply to women, so therefore the Gemara has to make a special drasha. But other than that, the Apein Hayu Ba'os HaNeis would apply even min HaTorah. So therefore, this is the explanation that's given in the Prima Gadim, which is on the next sheet. But in the interest of saving time, I'm not going to read it inside. But the Prima Gadim wants to suggest such a thing, that the dependence on the two terusim of this Tosfos would depend on whether the chiyah for a woman is min HaTorah or midrabanan. So in other words, it comes out that everybody agrees that a woman has to participate in saying the Haggadah. That is no question. That there is no question. The only question is that chiyuv midrabanan or midaraisa? And that would be a machlokes. According to the Sefer Chinuch, it would be midaraisa. According to the Rambam, it would be midrabanan. The consensus of the poskim seems to be that the chiyuv is midrabanan. Now you will say to me, so who cares? Right, so what's the difference? So we have to keep what the Rabbanim said also. Right, we keep Mitzvah the Rabbanim too. So right, we all eat Marah, but the Pesach say that's a Mitzvah the Rabbanim. So what difference does it make if it's Midrash Mitzvah Rabbanim? So one difference it could make would be in the following case, which is not common, but it could happen. And that is, could a woman recite the Haggadah on behalf of a man? Let's say you have a situation where you have a woman who's spending the yontif with her elderly father who's not well enough to say the Haggadah. And she winds up, alright, so I'll say the Haggadah for him. Right? Now we know that you could do that. You could be yontif Haggadah by hearing it. The person, if you have to listen, but assuming the rule of Shomer Ka'oneh, that hearing something is the same as saying it, which applies in many areas of halacha, would apply here as well. So therefore, you could listen, and it's considered as if you said it yourself. But that is only if the person who's saying it has the same obligation that you have. But if the person who is doing the mitzvah on your behalf does not have the obligation that you have, so then you don't say such a rule. So therefore, we come out that if you hold that the obligation of a woman to say the Haggadah is midrabanan, then should it come up a scenario like that where the woman says, I'll say the Haggadah. Right? Or let's say, you know, in today's liberated world, a woman says, I'll take turns, I'll say part of the Haggadah. Everyone will devise a system that everybody will, you know, one person will read on behalf of the group and will pass it around. So you say, well, the women have a chiyuv to say it too. But not necessarily the same chiyuv as a man, because the obligation of a woman is only midrabanan, according to the Rambam, and according to when the Rambam's opinion is the consensus of the Poskim, the Shabura says that also, that the reason why women are obligated to say the Haggadah is because Akein Hayuba Osa Hanes, not because of the fact, not a chiyuv midaraisa. Now you will say maybe he holds like the second explanation of Tosfos, and therefore Akein Hayuba Osa Hanes would be Mechayv midaraisa. But it seems, if you look in other places, it just seems that the consensus of the Poskim is that the chiyuv of women is really only midrabanan in the Haggadah. It's not clear, so therefore, I in a case of extreme need, perhaps it would be different. But in the simple application, the chiyuv of a woman could not in this mitzvah. Now, if a woman is mechuyev in a mitzvah just as much as a man, for example, making kiddush on Friday night, so a woman is just as much, even though it's a time oriented mitzvah and it's a positive mitzvah, but this applies just as much to women as to men. So theoretically, a woman could make kiddush on behalf of a man. It's brought down that a man should say it preferably, but theoretically, it could be that a woman could say it and be yotze and be motzi a man. However, when it comes to this, so then you would have this question. So here it would really depend if it's midaraisa or midrabanan. A second case where it would make a difference, which isn't so common, would be what happens if you're not sure if you said the Haggadah. I guess the four cups of wine got to you. And you know, you don't remember that she ran out in the middle of the Haggadah to go tend to things in the kitchen. I'm not sure if I said it. So here, we would, again, it would make a difference. We have the rule, Suffik Daraisa Luchumra, Suffik Darabon Lukula, and therefore, in the case of a doubt, if it's an obligation in our Torah, you have to be machmer, and you have to assume that you didn't do it and say it again. Whereas, if it was only a question to the Rabbanon, so then, we would say Suffik Lukula. That wouldn't happen so often, but the first thing could happen, the first thing could happen a bit more. So therefore, we have this halacha. So it comes out that this halacha of Akein Hayavos Anes is really a crucial halacha to the Pesach Seder, because I said at the outset Min HaTorah, everybody has to eat matzah. That is no question. The kezayis of matzah that has to be eaten on the night of Pesach, there's no difference between men and women. Everybody has to do that. And you can't say to a woman, oh, you don't have to eat something, you know, whatever the shear is, there's different opinions what the shear is, but there is no svara to say to a woman, or to a girl for that matter, you know, you don't have to eat so much, because the same chiyah that applies to men applies to women. That is no question. The other mitzvahs that we have, such as the abakosos, and the Howl and the Morer, which in our time are all mitzvahs only midrabbanan, but a woman has to do those things too. A woman has to do those things too. So therefore, it's important to bear in mind that at the Pesach Seder, these things, either saying the Howl, which is after, the main part of the Howl is after the meal, at which point some people tend to conk out at the Pesach Seder, but it's an obligation for a woman to say it just as much as a man. So therefore, should it be that a person is very tired, or you foresee that that's going to happen, if a person sees that his wife is not going to, you know, not going to make it to the end of the Seder, if, you know, some people, the Seder goes till who knows when, till the wee hours of the morning, so it would be better if a woman says, I'm too tired, I want to go to sleep, she should finish saying the Haggadah herself, at least the Hallel. She should say in its totality, because of the fact that that is a mitzvah, which even though it's non-grama, but Akein Hayabal Sa'anais, a woman has to say that. A woman has to eat the Marah at the Pesach Seder, same thing, has to have the desires of Marah just as much as a man. A woman has to eat the Korek. All these things apply just as much to a woman because of Akein Hayabal Sa'anais. So thus, we come to the Halacha, which is on the final sheet, which is the following. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch says, three lines from the top, the Shulchan Aruch says that on this basis, actually in the Ramah says, Hagav Yomar B'loshen Shemevinim Hanoshim V'Hachtanim, that a person should make sure to say the Haggadah in a language that not only they understand, but also the women and the children understand. Or at the very least, even if you're not going to translate the Haggadah literally, but at the very least you should explain it in a language that they could understand as well. And the Ramah says, "V'chein Oser Yehuda Mewunderi Kol Haggadah B'Loshon Laz." One of the Rishonim, he translated that one of the first recorded historically recorded translation of the Haggadah into a foreign language is the Ramah quotes here, reading Mewunderi, that he translated the entire Haggadah into a different language. He didn't say which language it was. Kidei Sheyavino Anashim Ba'akana. In order that the women and the children should understand it. And if you look down at the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, Samach Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shaharei Gam Hanoshim Chayavos Mitzvah Talaro Amiris Haggadah. Because women have the obligation to all the mitzvahs at the Pesach Seder applies to women too. And therefore saying the Haggadah they have to do. So as such, this is why it was worthwhile having a translation. You know, today the girls are much more educated than they were in the old days. They go to schools, they learn, they could be that they, without a translation, could know it also. That could well be. But the fact of the matter is that whatever the case may be, a person should make it their business that the women sitting at the table should understand what's being said. It's not good enough. And sometimes we get lost in this because in the, you know, Baruch Hashem, today we have many Haggadahs and you go to the store before Pesach, you go out of here, you see a little bit. You go up to New York, and some of the stores, the major farm outlets, you have to take out a second mortgage if you want to buy all the Haggadahs to all the commentaries on Haggadah that are available. And the fact of the matter is that many of them are in English and they have very beautiful interpretations, and a person could get lost at the Pesach Seder, and the kids come home from school with all the different Torah that they have to say, otherwise they're not going to get the pizza after Pesach, even though it's chametz, but you could say it on Pesach, even if that's the price. So the fact of the matter is that you can get lost. You can get lost in the Haggadah, and the basic Haggadah is not going to be said. You know that. Okay, quick, we got to go. Let's run quickly through the Haggadah. It's not really the right thing. In other words, there should be, at the very least, there should have a translation. A woman, who, if she understands the Hebrew, fine. If she doesn't, so then she should at least be able to read the translation. But a woman should participate in the Haggadah too. Now you will say, but let's get real. The fact of the matter is that one of the parts of the Pesach Seder is the Shulchan Aruch, is the festive meal that we have at the Seder, and that does not happen by itself, contrary to what most men think, right? That does not happen by itself, and therefore it requires a great deal of effort by women to prepare this, and included in that effort is having to go out in the middle of the Seder just to make sure that everything is okay, to make sure nothing is burning and whatever. So it's quite possible that a woman would miss parts of the Haggadah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayei Adam, that the Chayei Adam says, first of all, the Chayei Adam first refers us to the olden times, when it was very common in the old world, in the European Jewry, that girls who were orphaned, so they didn't have a means of the family had no means of support because the men were the ones that worked. So very often in those days, they would become like the maid in the house of Jewish people, and that would be called the mishareses. Mishareses, we find in halacha many places, the mishareses, the Jewish girl who became like the family maid because of her situation in life. So that person generally was given all the menial tasks. Says the Chayei Adam, quotes it, that even that girl has to be sitting at the table to hear the Haggadah. She should really hear l'chatchila kol Haggadah, the entire Haggadah. The imtrichos lotzeis l'chutz l'vashel, if a woman has to go into the kitchen to cook, al kalponim mechuyeves l'shmo ha-kiddush, so at the very least, the absolute minimum that a woman needs to do at the Pesach Seder, as far as that goes, is she must hear Kiddush, obviously. Right after everyone finishes singing Dayenu, so in the Haggadah, the very next thing is Rav Gamliel HaYomer, that he said that there are three things that you must mention in the Pesach Seder, and they are Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. So says the Chayei Adam and Rav Gamliel said Kol Shulo Amar Shloshes Varim Eilu Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavasan. If a person did not say this, they didn't fulfill their obligation. Says the Chayei Adam that this is the minimum that a woman has to do, that a woman must at least be there for that, and either she should hear it or she should say it. And then he says further that there are the Benogim, skipping down the line, he says there are others who have the custom Shagan Karnos and Shetishma Seder Esther Matas Sheder Kosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, that they would also call in the women to hear the 10 matas, to hear the mention of the 10 matas. So therefore it comes out like this. It comes out, the halacha is that women are absolutely obligated to say the Haggadah, just as much as men. The question, but although, just as much as men in the sense that they have to say the Haggadah, but not necessarily on the same level as men. In other words, the question is the obligation of a woman min HaTorah or only min HaRabbanan is the question, and I say again, one would have to concern themselves that it's only a chiyuv min HaRabbanan. Nonetheless, that has to be done too. That's not a reason not to do it. But what then is the chiyuv? So the chiyuv is, because the chiyuv would be that l'chatchila a woman should say the whole Haggadah just as much as a man. And she should say it, doesn't have to say it, she could listen, but she should be there to hear. If that cannot be done, then sometimes that cannot easily be done, if there are young kids that need to be put to sleep in the middle of the Seder, after the Manishtana, the kid got his fries and now he's going up to sleep, or he hit the Afikomen or whatever it is, so what, we should have to go into the kitchen. There are many reasons practically why a woman might not be able to be present the entire time. But at the very least, a woman would have to say the Rav Gamliel, the three things that must be said at the Pesach Seder, and also preferably should be there for a discussion of the Nisim, of the miracles, which is a big part of the Gadol Bimcha. So a woman should be there for the recitation of the Esen Makas. But the chiyuv of women, as we say, is based on the Afhein Hayu Ba'osa Hanes. That's the reason why they would have to do it, and that would apply just as much to the other mitzvahs of the Pesach Seder. The only difference between a man and a woman at the Pesach Seder is that we have the halacha that men recline, the seba, the reclining that's done is only done by men. The current practice, even though theoretically should be by women too, so the Ramah brings the Ashkenazic minhag, is that women don't do it because they rely on the opinion of the Rav Yoh, who was one of the Ashkenazic Rishonim, who said that this manazeh you don't have to do it, whatever. So that's the only difference. But other than that, whatever mitzvah a man does at the Pesach Seder, a woman has to do also. So one should not think that, well, they're busy, they're parted from this mitzvah, because then anyway, it's man drama. This man drama doesn't apply here, because atein hayav osaneis. So therefore, especially when it comes to the Haggadah, which could be challenging, one should see to it that women have an English translation, or at least they're there for the main parts in order to be able to the mitzvah.